Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, November 23rd. I'll be off tomorrow and Friday, so I want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy the time with your family. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2 cents, 574 and 3 quarters. Beef wheat down 3.5 cents, 842 and a quarter. Jan beans down 6 cents at 1268 and a quarter. Did not see any new export sales here this morning. Crop ratings yesterday lowered the wheat 2 percentage points down to 44, good to excellent. That's 1% higher than a year ago, but still pretty poor to start off the, the dormancy period in the wheat. We've got 96% of the winter wheat planted versus 97 on average. 95% of the beans have been harvested versus 96. 95% of the corn harvested versus 92 on average. So we're going to get, the corn and beans in the next week or two, and that'll be that. The president has authorized release of some of the strategic petroleum reserves, along with China, South Korea, UK, and India. One would think that would put some pressure on the crude oil, but crude oil is up a dollar a barrel as we speak here this morning. The dollar is just down 4 ticks at 96.50. But interestingly enough, silver is down 83 cents. It's been down 95 cents. Gold's down 16 bucks. It's been down about 22 at one point. So I'm not sure what's gotten in the metals in the last couple of days, but it's a pretty severe break. Moving forward, we've got more rains in eastern Australia. That's going to certainly disrupt their wheat harvest. There's talk that in one area where they're used to seeing 75% of their wheat rated with a 10.5% moisture, it's more the standard variety at 9%. Now, it's gone from 25 to 50%, so it's certainly knocking some of the high-quality Australian wheat out of the box here. Are they going to shift to U.S. and Canadian supplies? I doubt they'll shift to U.S. with the dollar as strong as it is out here. But they might go to Canada or try to look for it elsewhere. But I think they're still going to have a record crop. It's just going to be a quality issue more than anything else. We're still drying our plains. That's been part of the driving force behind the wheat rally out here. But, Kansas City's been holding in there. Chicago's been holding in there. But Minneapolis is well under its highs. So I just don't know whether soft wheat and hard wheat can continue to have this kind of a huge price tag on it with the dollar as high as it is. The corn, we're going to get all the corn in. We're going to get all the beans in. Right now, Brazil is off to a great start. And Argentina's had some rains. There's some talk that they might have had more rains that have been showing up. But right now, they're still a little bit dry and certainly need some rains. We're supposed to get rains tomorrow and Thursday. We'll see if they actually show up. So we're going to start, every day getting closer to the holiday. I think we'll start seeing a little bit of the back off and the volatility out here over the next, certainly tomorrow, today and tomorrow. But, Friday can have its own little fireworks out here. So I think you have to be aware of that. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-EDGE.